It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Charles Payne.
I'm Kat Timpf.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. I'm John Saucier. A historical day in our country and one which prompted some big picture questions about how we conduct our democracy. Former President Donald Trump indicted in Manhattan criminal court Tuesday. He's facing 34 charges of falsifying business records. This has to do with alleged payments made through shell companies and lawyers to allegedly try and silence negative stories about him before the 2016 presidential election. And as this much anticipated indictment was unsealed, this spawned even more questions about what could be next, not only in this case, but in our country.
This is a dark day, whether you like or don't like Donald Trump. It's a dark day for the country because you can't put this genie back in the bottle.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
An indictment against the former president and then a news conference from the district attorney who brought it forward, Alvin Bragg.
Why did Donald Trump repeatedly make these false statements? The evidence will show that he did so to cover up crimes relating to the 2016 election.
After the arraignment, we got a comment from Mr. Trump's lawyer, Joe Tacopina.
You understand, it's as simple as this. A state prosecutor is prosecuting federal election law violation that doesn't exist according to federal election law officials.
Strong statements on both sides, but which way will the law be applied here?
Well, they're serious. Anytime anyone's charged with a felony in this country, there's a 90% conviction rate across the country in criminal cases.
Our guest today is Brett Tolman, founder and attorney for the Tolman Group. He specializes in lobbying, government relations, white collar, corporate compliance, and government investigations.
Of course, it's very serious, but I look at it, having practiced in front of the grand jury, having brought indictments with multiple counts, I've never seen anything quite like this. This is 34 counts of nonsense. You know, you may have one count. They are literally alleging one misrepresentation, but that it was found, the same misrepresentation was found on 34 documents. That's something I have not observed prosecutors doing before, and that is when you charge multiple counts, you want to charge separate transactions and occurrences. Not the same alleged misrepresentation, just repeated, whether it was repeated multiple times in emails or in documents or et cetera. But that's one misrepresentation that they're alleging. And they should have had the guts to pursue it for what it really was.
What do you think about the timing of this indictment? I mean, it's been years that this case has been building. The grand jury has been put into service, taken out of service a number of times. I mean, Donald Trump is running for president now. He's officially a candidate, and he's actually been gaining a lot of momentum here within the Republican nominating process, at least in the recent polls. Do you think that politics played a factor in how this timed out and why the district attorney in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, chose to unseal his indictment and make these charges today?
Yeah. You know, you remember in A Few Good Men when they talked about, Kathy being bullied into that courtroom, right? I think Alvin Bragg got bullied into this indictment. He ran on the platform that he had battled Donald Trump and that he was going to take him down. Then he took a look at it, knowing the weakness of the case. He tried to backpedal. And I think the left, you know, circled wagons and said, hey, do what you said you're going to do. And he chose to, instead of being ethical, instead of reviewing the evidence for what it is, whether you like or dislike somebody is not a reason to pursue and push, evidence to a grand jury and then get an indictment.
Do you think that is going to come up in court, the fact that Bragg campaigned on the fact he was going to go after Trump? I mean, is that some sort of defense scheme that the Trump's lawyers can use?
You know, once with the judge, perhaps there may be a motion to try to recuse the Manhattan DA from the case. And then, and at that moment, they probably can get into it, but it's doubtful whether the rules of evidence would allow that in front of a jury.
All right, let's get into the DA's presentation, what was in this indictment. Alvin Bragg basically said that Donald Trump, when he was running, used what he described as a catch-and-kill scheme, basically finding any stories that may negatively impact his candidacy for president and try and pay these people off before those stories were made public. Have you ever seen an indictment that involved this type of alleged crime?
No. I think you could probably indict hundreds and thousands of politicians if you believe that that per se is criminal, you know, activity. The reality is there are many, many reasons why in this particular instance, you may want to reach an agreement with somebody or get a non-disclosure agreement or pay somebody to not pursue a legal line against you. It may be the campaign, but it very well can be saving your family from having to deal with the issues. There are many, many reasons, and that's why it's very difficult to bring a case like this, because it is not a crime in this country to negotiate a contract with somebody that doesn't like you or somebody that wants to disparage you. It happens every day in this country. The reality is they're bootstrapping that on a record-keeping entry that identified legal fees as to payments to Michael Cohen. And Michael Cohen is the one saying, no, that was just repayment of a payment that was made. Well, that's a fine to anyone like Hillary Clinton, who did the same thing on payment to the Steele dossier. But it's a misdemeanor if it's egregious in any other instance except Donald Trump.
Yeah, Michael Cohen, former President Trump's former lawyer. A lot of people called him the fixer, and his name really came to light with this Stormy Daniels payment, the alleged $130,000 that was made from Trump through Cohen to Stormy Daniels to try and suppress her story of an alleged sexual encounter between the two years before. How important do you think Cohen was as a witness to this grand jury, and how important do you think that he is to the district attorney's case going forward?
Well, I think he is, you know, the key witness. And there are many prosecutors out there who would refuse to put someone who has been convicted of perjury and someone who has made multiple statements on both sides of the same issue in front of a jury or a grand jury. But it was done in this instance, and I think that's their only case.
We're speaking today with Brett Tolman. He's founder and attorney of the Tolman Group, specializing in lobbying, government relations, white-collar corporate compliance, and government investigations for that group. And Brett, I was curious what you thought about today's proceedings in particular. This arraignment, a little lengthier than we thought it was going to be. I guess we didn't know that there were going to be 34 felony counts in this. But one of the big questions going into it was the judge going to issue a gag order or not? Trump's lawyers successfully argued to not issue that gag order. What was your takeaway from that?
Yeah, it's an interesting decision. I think it's very possible that they revisit the issue, because President Trump is obviously not going to stop talking about it. And I imagine, as these things go, I had hundreds of cases, and only a few did a gag order motion get presented to the court, and only in one instance did it get granted. But the instance that it did get granted was because of the persistent comments of the defendant in the case. So it's very possible that they'll revisit this based on Mr. Trump's, you know, his discussion of the case going forward.
Falsifying a business record is a Class E felony. It carries a maximum prison sentence of 4 years in the state of New York. On Tuesday, Donald Trump was charged with that 34 times. Do the math. That's up to 136 years total possible prison time. And as these charges are serious, they also have major political undertones as we get closer to the 2024 presidential election. We're speaking today with former U.S. Attorney for the state of Utah and current founder of the Tolman Group, Brett Tolman. He says he's never seen an indictment like this before. Coming up, we'll talk about what the defense might be trying to do to get all this to go away. But don't you go anywhere, because we have more coming up next. But really, this case has become a political issue, and we're talking about a political candidate here. So any idea to there, if you issue a gag order there, you might be suppressing what a political candidate is saying? Do you think that was part of the judge's decision to not do so? Because, like you mentioned, this particular defendant is quite vocal, not only on this case, but many other things too.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, he's announced his candidacy right now. So the First Amendment consideration it looms very large in the decision. It's possible that they revisit it, but this is a dark day, whether you like or don't like Donald Trump. It's a dark day for the country because you can't put this genie back in the bottle. Prosecutors of all kinds of political persuasion now are going to be wielding their office more and more as a weapon, as a sword, to take down someone that they disagree with their politics on. And, you know, we'll see how comfortable the left is having its day now. We'll see how comfortable they are going forward.
Right. You wonder what precedent this sets going forward for any right. candidate who would, or any person who would try to enter public life there. The next court appearance for Donald Trump is going to be December 4th. So we basically have the rest of the year to talk about this. But if you're on Trump's legal team, Brett, what do you think the scheme is for them? How do they either get these charges dismissed, maybe beat the charges? What's their next move?
So it's a great question. A motion to dismiss is actually a foreign object in the criminal justice system. You typically do not see one until after the government has presented evidence, and then the defense files a motion to dismiss the case, arguing that the evidence, even if, you know, taken in the light favorable to the government, is not sufficient to convict. Here, it's a different case, and it's new, and there's a statute of limitations issue that looms large over this case. And the question will be, is there a pandemic exception to the statute of limitations? So I would expect that's where our first fight is.
And finally, Brett, do you think this helps Donald Trump? I mean, his poll numbers within at least the Republican nominating contest have ticked up during this process so far. Today was just such a huge circus with the media and all the police and getting him from Trump Tower down to the courthouse in Manhattan. I was thinking to myself throughout the day, we even, you know, no one's mentioning Joe Biden today. They're not mentioning any of the things that are going on with the current president. We're all talking about the former president who happens to be a candidate. Do you think that with Alvin Bragg, the Democratic district attorney there in Manhattan, do you think he's actually doing Trump some help by putting him up for this trial and making him go through all this circus and getting him in front of all those TV cameras?
No question. You know, 75 million people voted for him. And then there were an entire cross section in the middle that are watching this. And I think they start to see, especially when you look at the charges, I think they start to see, you know, that this it appears more to be targeting your political adversary than it does a righteous prosecution. And if that's the case, then it will continue to strengthen both in his fundraising as well as in the breadth of the support for him across the country. So was that a calculation that they took into account going forward? It's hard to believe that was the case.
Yeah, but I found it very interesting that we didn't see a mugshot today. We didn't see the former president in handcuffs, no perp walk. It's almost like they're trying to avoid any of those things that usually are customary with someone going to face criminal charges. Because, again, imagine Trump supporters wearing a T-shirt with his mugshot on. And I feel like that's kind of fodder for them to continue to support him as they see him more as a martyr in this instance and being harassed by this district attorney who, as you mentioned, is putting forward an indictment, the likes of which a lot of legal minds have never seen before, including yours, Brett Tolman, your former U.S. attorney for the District of Utah, founder and attorney for the Tolman Group. Thanks for offering your expertise here. We really do appreciate the insight from someone who is an actual attorney. And thanks for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.